with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to do it now.
You want to go on the website?
No, I'm going to tell Pranny he's got to come get me.
I can drive you home.
I can. I'm going to my mother's house.
This is not everyone's problem.
Well, no. She lives in Kiskatom, so it's not my
problem. Oh. Where are you going? Are you going to Kiskatom?
I'm going to my mother's house.
Oh, then can you give me a ride home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, it's all.
All right. Okay. Patrick is... Patrick is recuperating from his surgery, so we are four this evening, along with Superintendent Beers. First order of business, minutes to be accepted, the town board monthly meeting on the 8th, and the town board committee meeting on the 15th. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Dawn.
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are accepted. Resolutions. We have two hires. One is Jack Ormerod Jr., and the other, I don't know the... Oh, it's
Arlie Liberty.
Arlie Liberty. To do our data entry work at the cemetery. Resolution 3119 and Resolution 3219. We just need a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Paul for these two hires.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And I know, Paul, you oversaw that exercise, right? Indeed. Okay. Resolution. This is the Comprehensive Plan Declaration of Lead Agency under SEACR. So as part of that application for the grant that we're applying for to review the Comprehensive Plan, there needs to be, quote, a lead agency because there would be a SEACR exercise that would be undertaken as part of that process. So as we are the entity that's applying, we are the lead agency. And I just need a resolution to be able to attach to our application.
Motion.
Motion from Jared.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. That will go to our collection of application stacks. That'll go in on the 7th, by the way. One other thing that we need to talk about is the amount of money we dedicate to it, and I need to put that under new business in terms of us offering up a match. Correspondence. Town of Catskill Planning Board intent to act as the lead agent under SEACR for the special use permit of land from Catskill Golf Resort, LLC. That was just us as an interested party. Town of Catskill Board notice of public hearing for a special use permit for ground-mounted solar energy system on land owned by Lumens Holding at 5422 Cotterskill Road. That is for June 11th, 2019, for public hearing. Is that at 6, do we know?
Yes.
6 o'clock? Okay. Notice of application and public hearing from the town of Livingston for a special use permit for the installation of a wireless telecommunications facility located at 51 Dansky Road, Livingston, New York, for June 5th, 2019 at 7 p.m. at Livingston Town Hall. A notice from the New York State Department of Transportation designation of restricted highway for pavement corrective maintenance various locations in Greene County. In the town and village of Catskill, that's Route 385/Route 9W intersection, continuing 2.5 miles and ends at reference marker 385-1301-1025. Designation expires on August 31st, 2020. So this is...
So they don't know how... Do they know when you're going to pay that down or no idea?
That's Bridge Street.
Oh, is that...
It's up the hill, down, and then down 385 a little ways.
So can I ask a question?
It's out and been received, but... Yeah.
Are they going to go...
Village, they don't have a date yet.
Is there any knowledge of them going up beyond 9W on 23? Like 200 no. yards to where it's really
that
bad?
Nice.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
You would think.
That's
where
not
is
9W
it?
Though. She's talking about the heave just before where they did pave already.
Like between Island
and we're coming down the hill.
Ah,
it's really
before
bad.
Before the flashing light. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's technically not 9W, so that
one
wasn't paved. That's still 23A.
Interesting, isn't it?
I didn't know it was an issue, otherwise I would have said something.
You notice when you come down the hill that it gets wavy before the flashing light?
I can't find my keys, so...
Yeah. We'll bring you for a ride on the motorcycle.
We'll take a ride on
the motorcycle.
All right. Okay, I hear you. Two 14-23. I'm trying to find on Route 385 in the town and village of Catskill in Greene County, beginning at the 385 Route 9W intersection, continuing for 2.5 miles. Okay.
It's through basically West Bridge Street.
Got it.
And back up past the sheriff's department, and
then down
back towards the bridge.
Back towards the bridge,
which is technically.
Got it.
385
Spring right. Street.
Yes.
So is it worth bringing that up to the DOT about
yes.
The dip?
It's a big... It's like 200 yards more from what they did, right?
Okay.
What you said?
You can bring it up.
You can bring it up as far as you want. But
right.
Well, no, but it's worth sending a note. I'd be...
Yeah.
Are we Region 1 for DOT?
I thought we were Region 4.
Yeah.
We're 4.
We're 4 for DEC. Are we... I'll find out.
Somebody got him to fix the... intersection of the freeway before it was due to be done.
Yep.
5 Mile came out great.
I've had a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah.
It's a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a racetrack.
Very well done.
It is a racetrack.
Do we have to put lines on
we
that?
Are, one.
We are one.
One.
Okay.
Just the yellow.
All right. The road is nice, though.
Yeah.
Good job, Pat.
Email from Linda Powers thanking Mr. Duchesne and the cemetery crew for keeping the cemetery grounds in such wonderful condition.
That was really nice.
It was. And then a letter from Robert Boucher of Willibrator Technologies of its intent to withdraw its proposal to site a regional ash monofill and recycling center at the former Peckham Materials Quarry. That is posted on the website. That's the extent of our correspondence.
The notice from the town of Livingston, is that just something that towns do? They go to other towns just to
anybody who's interested.
Yeah.
In the
vicinity of the town.
There's definition of interested parties, and because this one is wireless telecom, they probably went. Normally, it's it's only
adjacent,
a certain geographic.
Okay.
But Livingston is in Columbia, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
right across the river.
Yeah, so they must have asked for all municipalities to be notified. All right. Security system, did we get a quote?
Yes. Just received today, so
yeah.
It's not
okay.
Been reviewed or anything
no,
like
that's
that.
Fine.
But
yes, do you know what all they're going to do, Liz? Or?
We reviewed town hall with them.
So we asked Doyle, who was our existing, and then we informed the young lady that came that we would probably be going out and getting additional bids. And the scope of work was to look at our cameras.
Cameras.
What else do we look at? I can't remember.
DVR.
The DVR system, the cameras.
Additional cameras.
I was going to say, you're going to add. If you're going to do this, you're going to add more cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of our conversations was
to put one in your office too, right?
One was for to go down to the court office.
And one was on the second floor.
And one was on the second floor.
You don't think you need one of yours?
Well, I have the one right in the front hall.
Is there one in the hall?
That for people coming in. So I don't know if you would. And then there's the one here that pans down the hall and then that little vicinity. And then,
I was saying, because you get a lot of traffic in there.
Well, one was to go further out the back door also, because that camera only goes to so far on the...
General overall viewing, traffic management, trip and fall documentation, personal identification, trespassing, lighting being the primary consideration. They're somewhat limited because our lighting is apparently not optimal. The proposed system is designed to record the camera activity and retain the video for a specified time period. It's a specialized computer designed to record high amounts of data, which is much more demanding than recording typical data. Consequently, this requires frequent supervision to ensure the system is working as designed. May have powerful internal fans to maintain correct operating temperature.
I think the print gets smaller.
It does. One DVR, one 2 terabyte HHD hard drive, five 2 MP Carina mini turret camera, five cameras, entryway, main hallway, upstairs by court assessor, code enforcer, town court office pointing away from the window, and the back of the building to oversee the parking area. So that's two new ones.
I'm just saying, if we're going to spend the money, if we think we need them in a couple other places, we might as well do it now.
Yeah. Was there any other places? Were you thinking of any others then? Because I think we got the front. We got the main hallway, the entryway, so that would be her, right?
Yes.
And then all the mounts, miscellaneous wire and supplies. It's network expensive. Ready. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's $3,500. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Do you want her to look at, or did you already go, you haven't done anything, have you?
No, just the two quotes that we have. Who was the company?
This is Doyle.
They bought CIA.
Yeah, we had them quote us.
Is that
much cheaper than our other quote.
Is that who put our cameras up originally out there a couple of years ago?
They had some of it done, but then there was somebody else came in with the DVR of the cameras.
That might have been Webb. No.
That was before me.
Might have been what's the phone company was that we had?
A Cornerstone?
No, the people that used to handle our phones. SNF. That might have been
SNF. Oh, SNF. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that might have been SNF.
Yeah.
But has she been out there from Doyle yet to do a quote?
Not from Doyle. It was CIA.
What's same deal?
So, yes, we've got a quote.
How about if? If we ask her to combine the two and see if there's any
because she was
financial efficiencies.
George and with Michael.
Because she's going to meet with George and she's going to meet with Michael, so if we throw you in.
Ours is motion, we had motion, we had fire.
Yours was more alarm system because the cameras still work, right?
Yeah, the cameras still work.
Can,
but with ours, there's out in the middle of nowhere, there's more of a there's a lot more
yeah.
stuff that's worth money in there.
And there's a lot of money in
the fire
there.
System is what costs.
Yeah.
And the installation.
Do they do the fire also?
Yes.
Because
that's what we have them. We have heat
detectors.
Yeah, we have the heat detectors, the smoke detectors, and the pull boxes. Because if you do it, you got to be up to code. So we had to put all the pull boxes in also.
Yeah. Can we call her tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And ask her to see where highways, see if she can find that quote. And if it was before they merged, then have her combine it with everything that we have and see if the price gets better.
Okay.
I think that's the reason why we think that's inexpensive. That's just for the town
hall. Town hall, yes.
So we haven't looked at anything else.
And she was supposed to meet with George and with Michael. She was supposed to set up a
place
with both of them.
All right.
I know we have some broken cameras at the senior center.
Yeah. We asked WebJogger, because they work in so many municipal buildings, if they knew of any other security companies that we should take a look at. Assuming this is going to go over 10, we're going to put it out to bid anyway. And they gave us three names. None of them were within county, which is part of our procurement.
There's actually on the municipal pricing for cameras through OCS.
Yeah, on the mini bid.
Ask her that, too.
Sure.
Did we ask her that?
No, but you run into warranty.
I think they were already on. When I spoke with CIA, I think they were already on
that. Oh, they're already on the bid. Yeah, just confirm that then.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so that's moving along. Hopefully we'll get most of it done. The state, as you all know, has revised its sexual harassment training. They were in the process of getting everything finalized so that they extended our yearly requirement to October of 2019. We have the option of doing this online, as long as there's interaction per the policy, which we think makes more sense than trying to coordinate highway and ambulance and all the other folks. And there are two programs. They both seem to be no charge. One, and both are through our insurance programs. So one is through our regular Marshall and Sterling here in town. And then the other one is through our Marshall and Sterling down in Poughkeepsie, who are our health guys. They're the ones that do our health plan assessments and evaluations. It seems like the only thing that is important is for us to coordinate this, if we can, with any of our existing systems. So the one that Kirsten uses in terms of health from that Marshall and Sterling, that could be hooked into the system that she already has her payroll stuff and deductions hooked into. Mm-hmm. So it may be better to try and build tracking going in one direction with one company rather than just putting this on a separate one. And if it doesn't cost any money, do you guys care?
No.
My thinking was let Patty, the HR consultant, and Kirsten make the call as to who they want that makes more sense to them, user-friendly and stuff.
No, George has that online training too. Does that?
George has gone his own way,
right?
Because he can build in other stuff with what he needs to do with
right.
with ambulance.
So I'm just wondering if that offers the.
It was different, and Patty did not recommend that we go with what he was doing. So, and I can't, there's a reason that I can't remember what it was. It made sense at the time. So we'll be ready definitely by October. And it just seems the people who are actually working with it the most, let them make the call as long as there's not finances involved. Okay? And you'll go with anything that, whatever it is, it'll be online and you can do it there or they can come in here if they want. Okay? Culvert discussion. There are 143 culverts, road crossing culverts, not just culverts in general.
Possibly.
Right. So we met with Cornell Cooperative Extension today. What's his name over there? Sean and I. I'm so tired.
What's his name? There you go. I like that.
The highway superintendent.
What's his name over there?
The highway superintendent to be named later. And they're gonna inventory them for us for at no charge, and let us know which ones are fine, which ones are potential for flooding, and what else did they say they do? Then you'd get the map, I guess.
They'll do an assessment. Give us. Big huge book that says for 5-year flood, 10-year flood, 25, 50 year, which ones are good or bad, whether they'll pass, fail the storms, you know.
Replace quite a few.
I can replace them. Not saying we have to change them, it's just an assessment, a review.
It's nice inventory.
Could help us
but
with
that
funding.
Opens up here for some grants too if they do this assessment.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a free inventory.
Yeah, if, God forbid, we have another natural disaster, if FEMA requires us to replace something, or if we go after FEMA, say we need actually a bigger one, now that this is set in stone, FEMA may let us know a bigger one, because mm-hmm. normally they only replace
what was there. Right.
So, yeah, it could help, but it might not, but we've got nothing to lose on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So. They do a paving management plan, too, that... No, I'm just...
Huh? Yeah, they'll send an intern from Cornell to inventory all your road and tell you the condition.
Yeah, Cornell does a lot of stuff. They actually have schools right now, too.
Yeah, and we're going to put it on our website that they're going to be around doing this.
Yeah, strangers.
Strangers looking under culverts and things, so we don't...
They're going to be working, I guess, with soil water around. Yeah. So they might see soil, pretty kind of soil water vehicles or Cornell Cooperative Extension vehicles. They're all...
Right. And they start, I think she said by, or they be done by August? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
So, but it does open up money for grants and stuff.
They do a lot on stream litigation and stuff too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a couple of their meetings out in Acre.
Yeah. Well, and if we had them looking at the one out on Pennsylvania Ave, I mean, we got the money from Bridge New York for that, but who knows, maybe we would have gotten a little more because we had to do that. On a shoestring, but save money because of what you guys did, frankly. Yeah, it all worked out. It did. So that was that piece, and then we got our equalization rate in. These are just a couple of things I wanted to. We are now at 56.5 percent of the fair market value property is assessed at. So. That's what the equalization rate is. So that means we are at 56% of market value, which generally means that you've done it a long time ago, which is accurate. Team Depot, the grant that we received from Home Depot in support of our veterans and sprucing up our cemetery. Dawn and I went shopping.
I'm always good for going shopping.
And we got some trees and shrubs and a lot of really nice things. They would like to come on June 26th at 9 a.m. They will spend however long it takes to put the benches up. We got two benches. And they got a solar light for the flag. As a result of all of that, we spent $900. We have about $500 left that we can do one of two things. We can look through the rest of the cemetery, the main one on Jefferson, or we could talk to, there's a veteran's site
on the other side,
out right. On the other side, or there's one in Palinville. Now, Palinville just got trees planted by Palinville the Hamlet last year. We could ask them if there's anything that's, you know, in dire need over there. They planted this weekend. I was not home. So why don't we do both? Why don't we look at the one in Palinville? You want to take a look at that? Do you see your dad?
Yeah, I'm in Palinville.
All
right. I was just looking at it the other day. It looks lovely, actually.
It does look great. So it may be that we're going to find better things to do in, or not better, but, you know, greater need.
Yeah, the other part of the cemetery in the town is kind of nothing going on there. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice to put something.
How much were the benches?
They weren't a lot at all.
No, they were.
And they're glider benches, and they're light, so they can be brought in the wintertime.
And they're weather well, too. Yeah. They're a composite.
Yeah.
I think they were like $139.
Yeah, they were not expensive.
So they were not expensive.
Get another bench and some trees and do it on the other side.
And do it on the other side.
Yeah.
So I'll tell Eleanor that I just need to figure out where that is so that she could go out and take a quick look at it. I don't know. When we say the other side, what are we saying?
Right across from the cemetery building.
Behind the building.
Yeah. It's behind the building.
Well, we were across from the cemetery building where the big stone is.
Right.
So it's on the other side. Okay. On the back side of the garage.
Oh, the other, go the other way.
Yeah.
Got it.
Stand there.
So do we want to take a look at that? Do you want to go take a, I'll go whenever anybody wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Certainly.
What do you look like? You still got school going, Dawn, right?
Yeah, the only day I could be back in Catskill by like 4:15 there.
Mm-hmm.
I could jump right on the thruway. The only day I can't do it is Friday because I have to go to the VA.
Okay. So you want to try for next week? Or?
Yeah.
I'm out on the 11th. Paul, what works for you at
4:15? Yeah, 4:15 is fine. As long as, yes.
You want to do it on the 13th? Thursday the 13th?
I will be at a dermatologist appointment. On
okay.
Thursday, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
That time of year.
I've got a 6:30 appointment on 12th Wednesday. How about, you want to do 4:15 on Wednesday?
No.
June 12th? No.
The 11th at work.
Allergy shots.
The 11th.
You're walking room.
It's a healthy crowd. I'm actually up in Albany on, I found a redevelopment summit for how to repackage some of your industrial core.
Yeah, I saw that email.
Audrey and I are going, so I'll be up there.
What's today, Tuesday?
Uh-huh. How about Monday the 10th?
Or Thursday or Friday this week.
Oh, Thursday or Friday this week.
Thursday, I'm not here Thursday this week.
Oh, I thought you
the
said
13th. Fridays. Oh, I'm in next week, I'm sorry. What is this week? The 4th, right? Tuesday the 4th?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Friday I'm not here, Thursday's fine. Oh, Thursday I have a PTA meeting, but that's not until 7 o'clock at night, so.
Thursday the 6th?
Yeah. So 4:15 should be fine.
4:15 on Thursday the 6th.
Sounds good.
Is that all right?
Yep.
So do.
Yay.
7:30. If anybody looked at my calendar.
Very cryptic, exactly.
Immigration Assembly, meet at cemetery.
All right.
Mother Nature.
Done. Good. June 6th, 4:15. Meet at the building?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, that thing on the 11th is the Center for Creative Land Recycling. A whole bunch of grant opportunities and really nationwide people who've worked on revitalization and that kind of stuff. Again, grants and grant opportunities. No idea what MHC stands for, so we'll...
Mid-Hudson Cable?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Got a call from a constituent today in which they're asking our help. Roads were committed to, I guess, in a way. I didn't want to do anything other than perhaps gain the board's input on asking Mid-Hudson to come and talk to us about what their current plans are for the community so that when people ask us, we have an answer. Does anybody think that?
Is there ever going to be anybody else to go to besides Mid-Hudson Cable?
Well, I think that's a reason.
That's
DirecTV.
No,
yeah, but they're
expensive. No, but I'm moving forward. Is there going to be some competition?
Well, if someone wants to invest.
That's a private exercise, you know. Like State Tel came down from Coxsackie and are now into some of Athens and is going to do. But
I thought there was like something with Mid-Hudson before anybody else could come into.
No. We have a franchise agreement.
We have a franchise agreement, but it doesn't prevent somebody from coming in. So like where we are out in Palenville, we have
Time Warner.
We have Time Warner.
Spectrum.
So I think the last time we had a conversation with them was about 3 years ago. We saw the maps and everything, and the county was involved. But is it worth, you know, I think just asking the question, what are you doing and how can we notify our constituents or help them?
Right, so we do have people who have no access.
Well, this woman is on a private road and was told that she was going to get some access, and now there's kind of some not sure. She's off Grove School, I think. Where's Sullivan? Is that off Grove School?
Off Sullivan, yeah, that's off Grove School.
Okay.
Yes, it's private.
Right.
If he doesn't have to plow it, he's not too familiar.
Yeah. If he doesn't have to patch it or plow it.
Well, I think we do well in remembering our...
I thought you saw the person's name, Sullivan.
Oh, no, the road. The road. So, we'll, you know, I'll reach out and see what their current.
Yeah, I know a lot of it comes down to cost feasibility. If they don't have people on the road, it doesn't.
Right. Right. But you know,
a lot of times people have to realize
we're supposed to be at the.
Oh yeah.
The last mile or something at this point, and
we're
far
from
the last mile. So, I will reach in and see what the story is. We talked to Tim today about mowing the ball field. Get a price from him, and we'll talk a little bit further. Does anybody else have any other business?
I do. I was approached by a gentleman. His name is Ron Werbeck. He's a firearms instructor through Arms Traders of America. They offer free gun safety courses that are accepted by Greene County, Ulster County, Sullivan, Dutchess, for people who either just want to learn gun safety or for people, they certify people for their gun safety course for if you're getting a pistol permit. They asked me if I was aware of anywhere in the town of Catskill that would have space for them to host. It's free of charge safety course. And I told them that I would bring it forward at this meeting. They currently offer it at Gander Mountain in Kingston, and they offer it up in Phoenicia at the, what's it called? It's called the, I don't have any, their Rod and Gun Club, basically. It's right on Route 28. But for people from this area, they do get a lot of people from Greene County, actually, but they said they don't have a place in Greene County, and they wondered if I knew of a place, and I said I would bring it up with the town of Catskill to see what thoughts were.
Yeah, a lot of times the partners just rod and gun clubs, and they do it like they do it at Coxsackie Rod and Gun Club. They offer it at, I think once in a while, the class at Palenville.
There's a Crossman Drive-In.
Yeah.
Country Armory does them.
Where's that?
Crossman Drive-In on 9W Coxsackie. They do classes too there.
So it's private business that generally does them.
Yeah, or the gun clubs sometimes. Like a lot of times the Elks Lodge. Well,
right.
Yeah, the Elks Lodge.
My father used to, when he was able to, they had a course with the Masons, put it on up at the Masonic
Lodge.
Yeah,
they used to do it all the time.
For years. Yeah, but so I wasn't aware. So there doesn't seem to, see, they feel there must be a need to
visit
people from Catskill.
Columbia Green.
Okay, no, that's fine. I said I would ask. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we feel there's not a need.
If there was a need, you would think they'd reach out to one of these gun clubs. To
okay.
Can I give you input?
Sure.
Panelville Fish and Gun Club.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mountain Turnpike.
Yeah. We've had Evers come in and give safety courses up there. It's been a while since they've done it. Okay. But you can approach the gun club.
Yeah,
the
I can speak to Tom's story.
Not too long ago, too, didn't they?
Yeah,
the Elks
well, yeah Tom, if you could yep. on, or if you stopped at Pipes Plus, he's the president of the gun club.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Do you want to amend this resolution?
Yes, we have a resolution to amend. Because of a need for a change in civil service title. So this is regarding Jim Henry working up at the senior center. Civil service does not allow you. He has two part-time that I think amount to about 20 hours a week. You can't have two different titles, so we needed to find a title that worked. And we would like to change Resolution 26-2019 from appointment to senior center clerk to appointment laborer, and then in parens, senior citizen center. Questions? I'd entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Jaron.
Second.
Second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. You'll let Kirsten know mm-hmm. so she can call. Michelle, wasn't it, I think, that started. And we're signing the contract for the senior center in terms of Meals on Wheels. And we've also gotten a court officer contract together for the court officers, which Nimer had asked us to follow up on. We will have a need for an executive session tonight on a human resources personnel issue, and we'll go into that, but we will not resume a public session afterwards. We'll come out of it and adjourn. So I will ask the community, all of you. If no input,
no,
if you have input, any open committee, open public
well,
comment.
One thing I wanted to ask Sean.
Sure.
I talked to you some time ago, and as a matter of course, we were just talking, and I had brought up what the speed limits are. There was a question we had Hirsch here.
Mm-hmm.
The extension was 40, and the High Falls Road itself was 35. Anyway, so in the process, you said that you were going to come out and we'd be redoing our road, High Falls Road?
Yes. Well,
is that?
Not the entire road, but partial of it.
No.
Yes.
You know, it's going to break up again.
Well, that part's not. That part won't. But
I bet you it will.
Eventually, they all will. I guarantee you that. They all will eventually.
Well,
but
you're going to be out there again doing it because Where you did it, it's where it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
I personally always complain about the roads because they haven't. And I know that money is always an issue on it, and I can understand that. But at some point in time, the town of Catskill is going to have to bite the bullet, put down some good roads. And
well, take a ride over 5 miles Road right now. I know it's not yours, but that came out very well. I can't do every road.
I know you can't do everything because I'm aware of that.
Unfortunately, my job is to prioritize where I feel is more important and try to band-aid the others until we can get to them. And
yeah, but it just gets in a cycle. Ulster County, you know, they finally bit the bullet, and on the Ulster County side of Charles Smith Road,
mm-hmm.
you know, they took that down. They just took it and ground it all up. And,
yeah, all
and
the
they
way
did it a couple times. Well, they did the one grinding, and then they put in pavement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year they come out. In fact, I think it was the next 2 years they come out and they topped it. And the road is in decent shape, and it's maintained it for a long time.
Do you know what their tax roll is?
Pardon?
Do you know what their taxes are in Ulster County?
Oh, I know there are a lot higher
than that. I wish I had it. I wish I had it.
It was just, like I said, it just seems like you do a section, and then you do a section.
I know.
That things could...
It's frustrating on my part,
too. It is frustrating.
How long was 5 miles?
That's all I did for my taxes.
How far did you... Did you do all of 5 miles, or you did...
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
5 miles.
Yeah, so, what was it, 2.1 miles?
It's almost 2.5.
So take a look at 5 mile, and you'll see the quality of the work when we have the funding.
We ground it.
And what we'll do is, I don't know how you prioritize.
Traffic, road conditions. 5 miles, very high travel, high speed road. People drive too fast on it. It's hard to declutter in the winter. That had to be done. It was, if I didn't do it, I was going to lose the entire road. And I know your frustrations with your road. Yeah. Trust me, I haven't too.
Yeah.
The new oils, the oils that they went to over the past 10 years with the old cold place paving are nothing like they used to be, so they don't hold up. I went all the way from that, went to just hot mix, blacktop, that's all I'm doing now.
Yeah, it's like hit and miss, and you know, that was all going to pop out.
Well, I'm doing what I can do. And if I had an unlimited, budget,
we'd pay the whole thing.
I'd have a whole thing. If I could hit the Powerball, I'd donate it myself.
Well,
I just,
I know 1 year they did like Inbox for 5 or 6 years in a row, the same section, and that was a beautiful road at the time. Mm-hmm. Why they did it multiple times, and this is going back before you.
Well, the big difference now is we're using blacktop and not oil and stone anymore, so it's going to last a lot longer when we do it.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of it. Because if you go out on Hearts Content Road and travel, I mean, you know exactly when you cross the line of where the town of Catskill ends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Beyond it, you're just...
The Catskill line?
Yes, the Catskill line.
It's a brand new road. Hearts Content is a brand new road.
It's not a bad road, per se.
Seriously.
But there's a big difference when you cross that
road. Same company paved both ends. That's sort of...
Well, then they got cheap on our end. What can I tell you?
We're going to agree to disagree.
May I compliment you on your level of education on roads? I will tell you that.
I mean, there is a huge difference. As soon as you cross over the line, it's like, whoa.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's the first I've heard of that.
Not saying that it's potholed or anything. All I'm saying is that
since it's been paved since the other road has, I'm sure it's not. So.
I don't walk down my kids. I go down that road to get to my kids' houses and stuff. My girls go out in that direction. So I take that over to get to Abra. But, like I said, I don't do it very often, but there is a definite difference in the road. Not that it needs to be redone. It's just that there is a difference as far as the roughness is concerned.
Okay.
You'll
be riding on Hearts Content tomorrow. That's what you'll be doing.
I know there's going to be a red truck driving on that road tomorrow.
the county has more money than the town does anyway. So.
Which was done before ours.
Oh, man. Point well taken, thank you.
Yeah, that's the only thing that, I was kind of disappointed because it's a hit and miss. There's a section that's done on both roads and on both sides of the road, and then there's a little bit, and then there's patch.
Everyone's got similar. I mean, I was, unfortunately, Sean could only pave 5 mile, and you have people on Bethel Ridge that the road got patched, and they're like, oh, you just paved down here 20 feet. It's unfortunate.
Happy with the patching, so.
Patching came out very nice. And I mean, I visit my grandmother in
Savannah. Patching came out nice. If you want, pat on the back for that.
I don't need that. No. If you're upset, you can tell me. I don't need a pat on the back if you're upset. So.
Well, I just would have liked to have the road done. I said, this is all I get for my taxes.
I don't pay any either.
Yeah, well, if you're on a back road, you've got the same problem. And everything
Well, I mean, I wouldn't get it.
Maybe the cops will show up and ask.
One day we'd like to pave cement, and we can't, so. And my grandmother, I mean, the roads down there are old. And
points well taken. If we get
unfortunately,
some more,
the, get he does more. An excellent job with the small budget he gets.
We're going to a meeting up in Albany. I'll see if I can shake down any more revenue for us. Okay?
Another thing, too, remember that our state took away money from us this year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
remember that.
That's true. Thank you, Mr. Cuomo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. Exactly.
Our CHIPS money is lower than it.
Well, and our, the CHIPS money in the emergency snow removal is going.
Yep.
And that's not coming back.
Do we have to sign something tonight?
Yeah, I have a whole pile of things.
Okay, good, good.
There's a couple of that sections.
It's not only that road.
No, I know. There's the one by Jurassic Park. That's bad because of that pond there. It when it rains, that floods and it goes over.
Culvert.
Yeah. It's that's an issue.
The culvert inventory.
It has been for a long time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was just going to thank John.
So we know the tolling agreement will end on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is just procedural in that I'm assuming it will be something that's decided not at a public meeting because it will be for the lawyers. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
I am awaiting feedback from Mr. Smith, so I have absolutely no commentary at all until I would rather him articulate that.
Since it ends before your next meeting, I'm wondering how we find out I don't know how to proceed. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't either. I will talk to Mr. Smith and make sure that he articulates that.
And will he articulate it to me?
I'm not going to say anything because I misspoke the last time. I will speak to Mr. Smith, and I'll make sure that he shares that information.
Okay. I have one more question. It seems like we're in a situation where if the board makes one decision, they're going to get Article 78 by one party, and if you make another decision, you're going to be Article 78 by another party. So given that Catskill is really a town that doesn't have the money to be Article 78 at all, is there any provision in the town code for any kind of mediation? Is there any that could happen that could, where both parties could be compromising and it could be something that we would have to work together?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
It certainly would be something that I will post with Mr. Smith to get his guidance about municipal, you know, is there an opportunity prior to an Article 78 to take some other kind of action? I really don't know.
Okay.
Both of the questions are kind of in the legal realm.
Yeah, I thought he would be here tonight.
And so I will make sure that he hears both of those, and then we'll go from there.
I just wanted to suggest that it might be a third avenue that would be mm-hmm. most costly.
I thank you for that. That would be something from my perspective that sounds like it should be investigated.
And our we had suggested, I think a year and a half ago, that a sound study by an expert in quieting gun ranges
mm-hmm.
might be a good thing, and that we would be willing to financially participate in that,
mm-hmm.
that stance.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If that is something that could help mitigate the situation,
mm-hmm. We'll take all of those back to Mr. Smith, and in that case, the planning board, I think, in terms of noise.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything else? Okay.
I did publicly just want to say that Mr. Izzo did a great job of you organizing the parade.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
It was a great day.
Thank you.
Yes,
it was fun.
I want to say that, too. Thank you very much, because I know we were the post VFW post 770 came in very late, and thank you very much.
They were a great addition, and we look forward to having them again.
Yes,
it was cool. I was there when they read they didn't read names. They read the number lost, servicemen lost from. You were there, I think. I think I saw you.
Yes, I was there.
So they started from the Revolutionary War, and they took it all up to the current day skirmishes,
yes.
And it was.
The list got lost. That's why the names weren't read off.
Understood, understood. But the impact, the impact of the numbers were equally as
shocking.
Yeah, it was. It was shocking.
Yes,
yeah.
I think they should do both next year. They should.
That would be a great idea.
The names, but we've picked up a whole lot of other names for next year too that we didn't have previously. So all's well.
Agreed. Agreed.
Motion to enter into executive session, including the town clerk and highway superintendent?
Highway superintendent, yes.
Yes, please. Thank you
both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
One second.